December doesn't get a lot of sunlight, and that's good for watching the stars. But this year, the first half of the month has a full moon, and so we get lots of moonlight, which isn't so good for star watching. Now, this happens because the full moon is opposite the sun in the sky. And so as winter approaches and the sun sinks low, the fatter moons get very high. And you can visualize the situation like this. The northern hemisphere is now tilting away from the sun and therefore toward anything opposite the sun, like the full moon. And the more we tilt toward it, the higher it is in our sky. And just as the summer sun is up for a long time every day, so are the full moons and the nearly full moons in winter. This November, the moon waxes until it becomes full on the 10th. That means that during the first week of November, the moon will set well before sunrise. So the best star watching will probably be in the pre-dawn hours that week. After the 10th, the moon starts waning. As it wanes, it rises later every night, and the interval of darkness between nightfall and moonrise increases. On the 13th, you should have at least one solid hour of evening darkness before moonrise, and on the 14th, closer to 2.5 hours, and then it gets even better. So to sum up, the best times to watch the stars will be in the pre-dawn hours during the first week of November, and then, starting a day or two after the full moon, in the evening as soon as the sky gets dark. And speaking of the full moon, this one was called the Beaver Moon by Algonquin Indians. They gave it that name because this is a season when the industrious little rodents, actually they're big rodents, really go to work getting their lodges ready for winter. Also, this was the time to lay in a supply of beaver pelts for the winter. Now, the moon reaches its moment of true fullness at 2:16 in the afternoon on the 10th, when it's still invisible to us. But it rises only about 2 hours later, so this moon should be still quite round and pretty when it comes up. And it travels across the night sky in company with Jupiter, which is also very big and bright. So that means we'll have two very lovely orbs that we can watch until well into the morning hours. But since the morning sky is the best bet during the first week of November, let's take a look at what's going on there. If you look above the eastern horizon around 5 or 6 a.m. or even earlier, you'll see Leo the Lion. Its brightest star is Regulus, and that's easy to find. It's at the base of a group of stars called the Sickle, which is sickle-shaped, and outlines the lion's head. Below and left of the Sickle is a triangle of stars that represent the lion's hindquarters. Now, Mars has been moving eastward against the background of stars, making a beeline for Regulus. If you look high in the southeast, the mornings of the 9th, 10th, and 11th, you'll see Mars pass by Regulus rather closely, certainly well within 2 degrees. Mars will be higher than Regulus and, of course, reddish. The closest approach happens on the 11th, but I'd advise looking just before 6 a.m. on the 9th. There's a big, bright moon that morning, but it sets just before 6, which is about an hour before sunrise. So you should have a good dark hour to enjoy Mars and Regulus. The next two mornings, the moon sets later and may wash out this spectacle a bit. Now, while you're watching Mars, you may want to compare its color to those of a couple of stars. Orion and other winter constellations are up in the morning sky now, and so you can compare Mars to Betelgeuse, the giant red star at Orion's northeastern shoulder. Also, Aldebaran, a yellowish-orange star west of Orion in Taurus, might be fun to compare to Mars. And while you're looking at that part of the sky, don't forget the white star Sirius, the brightest star in the night sky. It's really easy to find close below Orion. All these stars are now rising in the east, very late in the evening, but in a couple of months, they'll be up in the more convenient hours right after nightfall. That's all for now, and happy star watching.